Coming up on Encouragement Live, caring for seniors can put you in the spin cycle. Don Sapaw is the CEO of Restoration Senior Living, and Don tells us how to avoid that. We'll talk about senior care tonight on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friends, so good to have you with us tonight as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of issues. And Encouragement Communications has been in existence since 1990. One of our founding board members, a good friend, is with me tonight, Don Sapaw. Don, great to have you back on the program, my friend.
Thank you, Don. Great to be with you, as always.
Yes, and happy Father's Day. Father's Day is coming up tomorrow. And how many children, how many grandchildren?
Well, we're about to have our 23rd grandchild.
Oh, my.
So, children, one that we consider a child, so that's four.
Yeah.
And he's in Tennessee, but Deborah and I were dating when he was five, and we've been married 46 years. So,
wow, congratulations.
He's like my son, so I count him as one of our own.
Well, and we are blessed tonight. I have my son and my grandson both working on the broadcast team. Brent got both of the computers that we use in the broadcast up to speed and working, and Chris is with us helping to screen calls. And so we're just delighted with our family. We have three children. We have 12 grandchildren, one's in heaven, and we have 11 great-grandchildren. And Danny Webster sitting in the studio with me. He's our vice president and Executive Director of Encouragement Communications. Danny, you and I just spent happy Father's Day, by the way.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. You don't have any grandchildren yet.
I don't have any grandchildren. I have two great great children, not great grandchildren,
yeah,
but great children.
You do. They're great children. That's a good way
very
to look at it.
Very thankful for them.
You and I just spent 16 hours in an amazing event put on by Dallas Theological Seminary.
Most of the day yesterday and most of the day today. And the event we went to was at the Westin Gallery here in Dallas, and it was called The Story of Scripture.
And Dr. Mark Yarborough, the president of Dallas Seminary, did all of the speaking. Don Sapaw, you know what it's like for somebody to speak that many hours. You've done a lot of speaking in your time. It was pretty amazing.
But I'll say one word. That was excellent.
Excellent is probably the best word to use. I wrote down it was biblical, it was creative, and it was encouraging. Don, your wife, Deborah, has been taking some of the courses from Dallas Seminary, I believe.
She has. She just finished John. I don't know what she's doing next, but I get a lesson every day about what she learned.
Yeah,
how much smarter she must be than I. So, promise you,
no.
She knows John.
Well, and Kathy got her MA in Biblical Studies there, and she's teaching John in Sunday school right now. So both of our wives have been exposed to the fourth gospel. And the beauty of the story of Scripture, Danny, is that it covered from Genesis to Revelation, covered the covenants of God, covered prophecy, and I loved how he treated Revelation 19
it
at the close
today.
It did
such a great job of showing how Genesis and Revelation go together.
Yeah.
It's one book, and to see the Bible as a whole, I've never heard it presented so well. All of the covenants that God made and how they all fit together.
And the website is thestoryofscripture.org. Now, we're going to talk seniors tonight. Don Sapaw is with me. Don is not quite a senior yet. We're going to find out what the definition of a senior is. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarborough on the story of Scripture.
It's a two-day seminar that walks individuals from Genesis to Revelation and tells the grand story of God and what He is doing.
Don't miss your opportunity to find your place in the greatest story ever told.
And we find out by the time we get to the Gospels, it's all about Jesus.
To learn more or sign up, visit thestoryofscripture.org. Thestoryofscripture.org.
In Hebrew, the number 18 symbolizes life. It's Chai, a word that echoes hope and blessings. The Master Life Coach Training Institute, Agape Care International, and the Fund for Victims of Terror extend this lifeline to Israeli military and their families, offering trauma assistance during these challenging times.
You can stand with Israel by donating as little as $18 at mymlcti.com, providing training and support to volunteers who uplift broken hearts.
Donate now. Be a blessing.
Tonight on Encouragement Live, senior care, caring for seniors. I, in jest, said Don Sapol's not a senior, and someone reminded me, Don, during the break, if you have 23 grandchildren, that might automatically clarify you. But why don't we start with the definition? How would you define seniors? Because you're obviously involved in senior care in a huge way.
You know, Don, I was having dinner with an acting, he served under President Bush, President Trump, as acting director of health and human services for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Don Wills. He's a great guy, wonderful believer. And we were having dinner and he said, you know, I really want to die very, very young at a very, very old age.
Wow.
I said, well, what does that really mean? And he said, I want to be young at heart. I don't care what my physical age is. And I think when we start defining seniors, we obviously think of age 65,
yeah,
which I will turn next month. Thank you, Don.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate that.
Yes. Well, I'm a little ahead of you, so I think myself there. I'm well into my 70s, and you remember Psalm 90 talked about being 80 or 80, and then if you were 80, you were in trouble. And so I'm in that decade, let's put it that way, and I'll leave it at that. Now, the Scripture gives us a mandate to take care of seniors. Give us a little idea of what the Word of God says on this subject of senior care.
Well, obviously, part of the hallmark of what we do in caring for seniors is really about embracing where they are and to allow them to pass on, as Psalm tells us, not only to this generation, but for generations to come. And I think that is at the cornerstone of everything we do in senior living. It's not as though you are put on a shelf, your warehouse, or we're just going to care for you. It's that we want you to thrive, we want you to grow, and we want you to pass on the wisdom that God's given you to others, including your family, including other senior adults. And I have had residents as young as their 40s or 50s who struggled with dementia, as well as those like my grandfather who lived to be 101.
Wow.
So he moved into one of my communities when he was 94. So it's not uncommon for us to celebrate a centurion, someone who passes 100.
Yes.
And so I don't think we define seniors by age. We define seniors by what are their needs and what do they have. What do they need How can we care for them? How can they pass that on?
Yeah, how can they contribute to the coming generation? Psalm 92:13 talks about, through 15, talks about their flourishing even when they get to an old age. And we want to be those kinds of people and encourage you that way. 855-586-5433 is our toll-free number. We'll be back.
In the heart of tradition, where each letter carries weight, the number 18 stands tall. In Hebrew, it's Chai, the very essence of life, a symbol woven into the fabric of Jewish culture. At celebrations, we toast L'chaim, to life, anticipating joy and prosperity. Now, the Master Life Coach Training Institute, Agape Care International, and the Fund for Victims of Terror channel this ancient blessing to those who need it most.
In the shadow of conflict, Israeli soldiers and their families face the toll of war. Let's stand with Israel by donating just $18 at mymlcti.com.
Your gift, less than a family meal at some fast food restaurants, can nourish souls by training volunteers dedicated to mending spirits shattered by crisis.
Visit mymlcti.com to make a donation. That's mymlcti.com.
Sat7 is Satellite Christian Television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's sat7usa.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Welcome to Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Don Sapol with me tonight. That music in the background that you're hearing, produced by Brad Smithard, a member of our team. You can Google Brad Smithard and download a number of different musical cuts that are very easy to listen to and encouraging and enjoyable. Don Sapol is the CEO and founder of Restoration Senior Living. Many of us don't understand all of the different elements involved in caring for seniors the kind of homes that you've put together. Give us kind of a bird's eye view of that, if you will.
Sure. Don, we have been very blessed. I have been involved with geriatric care since our days back at Rafa,
yeah,
where we were providing for psychiatric geriatric care. Seniors are struggling. They're struggling with the end of life. 85% plus are struggling with depression. We know that.
Yeah.
And so in developing Restoration Senior Living, we create senior living communities predominantly in the South and Southeast, where we're able to care for them from independent living, assisted living, memory care. We have affiliations with home health care, hospice, skilled nursing as well. But what we primarily do is we focus on trying to help that senior create relationships and to deal with their activities of daily living to extend their life. We've been very, very blessed over the last 25 years in those communities that we have been affiliated with, owned, developed, managed. The length of stay, how long do they live?
Yeah.
The industry would tell me that it's going to be about 2 years. And our average is more than double that.
Wow.
And the reason it's longer is because we try to give them a reason to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
We give them hope and encouragement, you know. Encouragement Live does the same thing.
Yeah.
We give them encouragement. We give them a reason to go make a difference. And then we give them opportunities to make that difference.
And one of the things, Don, you and I were talking about in preparation for this program is that transitions are a difficult part of the lives of seniors. And it seems to me that dealing with those transitions can be one of the real challenges that could even shorten the life of a senior and certainly could add stress to the people caring for the seniors. Talk about that, if you will.
Very true. What we try to do is we try to focus on nutrition. We try to serve as much farm-raised organic food as we can. We try to create a well-balanced diet because we know one of the areas of failure when they move into a community is their nutrition. Number two is we really don't accept the concept of their physical ailment being an excuse for them not being active. Yet most seniors who move into our community have been absent from church for some period of time. And they've been absent not from their faith, but from their church. And so they've lacked community. They've lacked that relationship with others. And so we create community within our senior living community so they can not only reconnect with their faith, but reconnect with others who are in the same position they are. And part of how we do that is we bring together a ministerial advisory board of churches throughout the community, cross-denominational.
Yeah.
And we find commonality. While we may argue over eschatology or, you know, how many angels can tap dance on the head of a needle,
you know,
Christians like to argue about stuff.
Yes, they do.
But the reality is we've eliminated all that, and we find commonality between the faith of that resident and bring them together to encourage them daily.
So you're really meeting both emotional and spiritual needs. Now, you talked about good nutrition and certainly medical care and all of that. That's important, cleanliness and getting rid of that typical quote-unquote nursing home smell. I know that's something that that you've told me that you deal with. But to deal with the community that they've not been involved in, to deal with all of that, you know, I can't help thinking we may have some folks listening to this program who are looking at a transition that you're trying to make a decision about. Should I keep my parents or my parent in my home? Should I put them into a place similar to what Don is talking about, that Restoration Senior Living or somewhere like that? Or are there other options that we could look at? Maybe you have questions about that. Or maybe you are a senior yourself and you want to talk about how God is working in your life. 855-586-5433 is the number. 855-586-LIFE. Don, one of the most difficult transitions, I think, is when you transition to hospice care. Talk about what that is, and I think you also have a personal illustration to share on that.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
You know, my mother went into hospice. I've had the privilege of caring for my grandfather, I mentioned earlier.
Yes.
So he was 101. My mother-in-law and my father-in-law both lived in one of my communities for 10 to 12 years, 10 years for one to 12 years for the other. My mother has now been in care for about 6 years. Don, yes, she is older than both of us.
Wow.
but we put her on hospice this week because she had physical challenges of getting in and out of bed, and she would roll out of the bed and not hurt herself to the point where she needed hospitalization, but hurt herself on a frequent basis. It happened about five times, and I'm the medical power of attorney for for her and her power of attorney. And I spoke with my brother and sister. We all live within, I guess, 25, 30 minutes of each other. And we had to make that hard decision.
Yeah.
Is it time for her to go ahead and be on hospice? That doesn't mean she's going to pass away in the next 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months.
Boy, that's an important distinction, Don. I'm so glad you said that, because I've heard people say, oh, my relative was put on hospice. We might as well plan the funeral immediately.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah.
That is absolutely not true. You know, my mother-in-law was on hospice for about 2 years.
Yeah.
My father-in-law about the same. My grandfather only a few weeks. But having another set of eyes to look at the resident, to care for them, to come in and give them a bathing once a week, in addition to the bathing that we're already doing. And you're right, we do not tolerate smell. Our communities do not smell like a nursing home.
Yeah.
No offense to nursing homes.
Right.
You know, they smell like home. And but to have another set of eyes, have another nurse, another physician, in addition to the care that we're already providing, give us a second opinion about where they are, because our goal is to eliminate as much medication as possible, but to keep them as healthy as possible. So it's finding that balance, and I call it the balance between healthcare and hospitality. And with Jesus Christ as our great physician, giving us guidance through that process.
And you know, Don, 1 Timothy 5:8 talks about the importance of caring for those of our own family. In fact, as I recall, Paul said, you're worse than an unbeliever if you don't take care of them. That's an important mandate, is it not?
Absolutely. And if we think about our Lord, I mean, when Jesus was on the cross, you know, last words were, behold my mother. And he was talking to John, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said, behold my, what was he really saying? He was saying, I'm not going to be here. You've got to take care of her.
Yeah.
Is that not a mandate that we have with those that who are both our family as well as those who are our friends and our friends' family? And so there comes a point where my mother and my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, were not able to care for themselves. They were not eating three meals a day. They were not managing their medication. They were not getting bathing as they should. And they could not keep their house in order. I mean, the repair and maintenance of a home is hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very difficult. And the older we get, the harder it becomes, and the less able we are to care for it ourselves.
Yeah.
We both know that. And
yes.
So there comes a point where an alternative, like senior living, is a great relief to families if they know that their loved one is being cared for and loved on physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Let me mention, Don, a couple of things. One thing, if you'd like to learn more about Restoration Senior Living, the web address is restorationsl.com. The word restoration, the initials SL.com. You can learn about the homes that Don oversees and the team that he's put together and the procedures that they carry out. Don, I'm also going to mention, even though it's a little early in the game, you and I and Woodrow Kroll are working on a book called Help, I'm a Senior. At least that's our working title. Alan Bean, who worked with Wood and me at Back to the Bible, is working with us as well. And we believe this can really be of help to seniors when we get it out, right?
I can't wait. I love working with you and Wood, Don. I think we've had a great time, you know, taking the original manuscript, which you wrote, and modifying it to make it more current.
Yes.
It's a very timely book with so many growing older every day, and to help them understand what you and I are talking about today, I think is just perfect, you know, in today's age.
I'm excited about our getting that book out. Again, it's a rewrite of Prime of Your Life, and Woodrow Kroll, Don Sapol, myself, and we'll be giving you details on that. In the meantime, we'll go to the phones when we come back. If you're on the line, stay on the line. If you'd like to call, 855-586-LIFE.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last, and since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Don Sapol is the CEO of Restoration Senior Living. He's a longtime friend. He's a member of the Board of Encouragement Communications, and he's here to provide answers if you have questions about issues related to senior care, making a decision about how to take care of your parents or relatives, or maybe you're a senior with some questions about what you need to do to best care for yourself. Our number is 855-586-5433, and Penny is listening in Texas tonight. Penny, we're glad to hear from you tonight, and I believe that you actually have a connection with a member of our team tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Cora is my granddaughter.
Well, we're mighty proud to hear from Cora's grandmother. Cora is my grandson's wife. Chris is her husband, and we're thankful for Cora, and she's a big help to our team here. So we're glad we could get you on the phone and talk with Don Sapol. What would you like to share with us tonight, Penny?
Well, I had a good friend that lived in California, and last night she passed away.
I'm sorry.
She was only in hospice for a week, and she was diabetic and had heart problems, but we've known each other over 40 years, and it really shook me up.
Well, I'll tell you, it's painful, Penny, when we lose somebody that we've been close friends with. And, Don, grief is something that is very much a reality when we're talking to and with grandparents and seniors and folks when we get to a certain age. I've lost some close friends. You've lost some close friends. Talk to us about grief and specifically for Penny.
Penny, great to hear from you. You know, I think most families are really struggling when a loved one needs care. And probably the one thing I share with many, many, many family members is that the reason they're struggling is because their loved one is actually in the process of dying. And that process of losing someone you love is hard. And so the sooner we begin to acknowledge that they're not going to be with us forever, the easier it is to get through the process. So, you know, putting my mother in hospice was very difficult, but it was the right decision at the right time. Losing my granddaughter at 16 months was very hard. Losing my son, you know, at 31 years of age, very difficult. Don was with me through that.
Yeah.
Both of those. And what we fail to understand is with family members, there's a lot of disagreement. You know, Don mentioned earlier the drama triangle, and there becomes a disagreement between children where they don't understand what's really going on. Is why they disagree is normally not over money, it's over life. It's over the end of life and recognizing that God has put us on this earth. Don mentioned earlier, whether it's 3 score, 4 score, plus 10, it's just a matter of numbers.
Yeah.
And so we have to acknowledge that God placed us here to make a difference and to be an encouragement to others and to be a reflection of Him.
Yeah.
God tells us in Genesis that we were born for only one reason, not because God needed fellowship. God doesn't need fellowship. What God wants is He wants us to bear His image.
Yeah.
And so age has nothing to do with bearing His image.
You know,
so it's hard. It's very difficult. And I can only lend compassion and support through that process. I lost a friend of mine this week. The funeral was on Friday, Thursday, sorry. And he worked with me for about 10% of his life. And we had to say goodbye. And it was a blessing because he's still sitting today at the banquet table with our Lord. And I have that confidence.
And Penny, that would be my hope, that your friend had trusted Christ as Savior and that you would have that assurance that she had trusted Christ.
Oh, yes. She was like that. And like I said, she's in a bitter place now.
Well,
it's
it still hurts to lose a relative, and you have done the most important thing that anybody can do when we lose somebody close. And Don and I have reached out to each other at times when we've suffered loss, and others have done the same thing. And for you, Penny, to reach out to people that are your friends, your family, and share with them, you know, I'm hurting, I'm experiencing grief, and we go through cycles of grief. You know, the people who've studied these things tell us that we start off in denial. We just can't believe it happened, especially in the case of Don losing a 30-something son and a grandchild that was an infant, and for Kathy and me losing a grandson who was 19 years of age. We're shocked, and then we turn those emotions in, and maybe eventually even and turn them out. We become upset, and then we may weep and cry, and we may go around and round in all of that, but eventually God can give us grace, and we need the encouragement of others. Solomon in Ecclesiastes said, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. If the one is down, the other one will lift him up. So we need to reach out. Don, would you lead us in prayer for Penny?
Absolutely. Lord, lift up my sister Penny, and I thank you for her faith. Lord, I thank you that you gave us these emotions that are real, that are not contrived, that while she is grieving the loss of companionship with her friend, she has the peace and the comfort in knowing that she is in a better place, as Don spoke. But more importantly, that Penny also can enjoy her time with her and remember those days. So, Lord, wrap your arms around her. Just give her your love, your comfort, and your peace. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Penny, thank you for your call. Great to hear from you tonight. God bless you.
Same here. And thank you again.
855-586-5433 is the number. Maybe you just lost a loved one. Maybe you have a senior, a parent, a grandparent. Perhaps you're concerned that you may lose them soon. You'd like to talk about that, or maybe making a decision about senior care. Don, you mentioned again that drama triangle. I think it would be helpful for us to back up and get you to help us understand what that involves, the phases that we go through when we're dealing with these kind of crises.
Yeah, you know, Don, we have, I wrote a booklet that I give to all my employees called Challenges of Caregiver. And in that we took from the Drama Triangle, which is a book that Restoration published. And the purpose of the book is to define what really, really happens, you know, within a family where there is constant battle. I deal with it every day, where you have children who have competing interests in trying to care for their loved one. And at the root of that is obviously their own personal challenges, whether they see themselves as the caregiver. Maybe they see themselves as, you know, the patriarch or someone who is totally responsible for the family.
Kind of the hero,
Yeah, so you have different roles, and regardless of the name that we call those roles, there tends to be a triangle effect where you're pitted against each other, not knowing who is responsible for what in caring for their loved one. And often it's a competition between, you know, who deserves the most love from their loved one, ignoring at the center of that triangle is really the loved one. And they're the one who is hurt the most. And so I try to help my care staff understand that when a family member lashes out for whatever reason, it's not really geared towards them, the caregiver. It's really their own anger, their own hurt, their own challenges that they're fighting within themselves. And you just happen to be a target of that.
Yeah, and maybe
it happens in marriages, and it happens in life, it happens with senior adults.
Yeah, and it could be related to feelings of helplessness. I can't do anything about what's happening to my loved one, right?
Very true. There is helplessness and hopelessness.
Yeah.
You know, that they are hopeless. They've lost all hope that mom or dad will improve.
Yeah.
And they've given up. And so often families get into this drama triangle where each are arguing with each other instead of focusing on their loved one. And we have to find that balance, and we have to spend time with them and try to educate them, talk about the loved one,
right,
on what's going on with their family member.
Maybe you're a loved one tonight with a family member, and there have been some conflicts, some struggles in the family. You'd like to get some advice, some counsel from Don Sapol. We'd love to hear from you. The number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. You can find out more about Restoration Senior Living at restorationsl.com. And we archive our programs at encouragementlive.org. We'll continue with our program after this. Our number, 855-586-LIFE. Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarborough on the story of Scripture.
It's a two-day seminar that walks individuals from Genesis to Revelation and tells the grand story of God and what He is doing.
Don't miss your opportunity to find your place in the greatest story ever told.
And we find out by the time we get to the Gospels, it's all about Jesus.
The story of Scripture exists to fuel your passion as a believer toward a journey of deeper engagement in the full narrative of Scripture.
All this Bible that we have, it's all connected, and it's one continuous story that starts in Genesis, but to show the continuity of that is an exciting thing.
To learn more or sign up, including the Cornerstone event June 14th and 15th at the Westin Galleria in Dallas, visit thestoryofscripture.org. That's thestoryofscripture.org.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
This is our final segment on this edition of Encouragement Live. Don Sapol is with me. Don is the founder and CEO of Restoration Senior Living. I'm Don Hawkins. The toll-free number, 855-586-5433. Don, we were talking about this whole issue of the drama sometimes involved in caring for seniors, for adult children who are caring for their aging parents. What about those that have their parents living with them in their home or that are living maybe close to them, caring for them? What would you say are maybe the two or three biggest challenges for caregivers in that situation?
Well, I'd start with the loss of community. Senior adults are no different than we are. We thrive off of relationship.
Yeah.
And I have many who have lived with their family members. And while initially it sounds like just such a wonderful idea, at some point, those family members begin to exchange their role as a child, as a loved one, to a caregiver.
Hmm.
And when you start exchanging that role from child to caregiver, you've lost some of that relationship. Whereas, financially, we are very affordable. We're affordable. We're faith-based. Many of our communities are nonprofit, but we're affordable. We're faith-based. And what makes us different is I want to extend their life. I want them to have three meals a day. I want them to be cared for by bringing in physicians, nurse practitioners, including our own nursing staff. But I want them to have relationship. I want them to be encouraged. I want them to be active, whether that's gardening or whether it's activities within the community, whether it's being part of other clubs within the community, whether they're walking or they're playing cards or whatever it is. You know, our communities are large enough that they're able to really enjoy each other. And you can't do that when you're one-on-one. When your mom or your dad lives with you, when you're the sole caregiver, that's what you are. You're the caregiver.
And I
get to see my mother a lot.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my grandfather. I go to my communities and I pray over my staff. I pray over my residents and I love on them. And a family member can come and go and still have their own life and have a fulfilling life. And that's the reason they live longer. They live longer in our communities because we've embraced their faith as an active part of living.
That sounds like two real important factors there that can hinder and shorten the life of these seniors. One of them is that lack of community, and the other one is the lack of the spiritual dimension. And it's encouraging to know that you guys are reaching out to meet that need. And again, the web address is restorationsl.com if you'd like to learn more about Restoration Senior Living. Let's go to the phones and talk with Barbara in Tennessee. Barbara, go ahead. You're on the air with Don Sapow. Thank you.
Yes, I just wanted to let him know that I lost my husband 3 weeks ago. We were married for 59 years. He had Alzheimer's, but I just praise God for all the time that we had and also that he was a Christian. I know he's with the Lord, and I just thank the Lord that he gave me the last week to be able to be with him, and we would pray, and I'd read the Bible to him. Even though he didn't know what I was doing, God could use that to reach him. So I just praise God for all things.
Well, Barbara, you are just a joy to hear from, even in your grief. Don, isn't it amazing to hear that mixture of grief over losing your husband, but joy over how God would enable them to work? Maybe we could back up a step and talk a little bit about Alzheimer's. It's such a big part of the whole issue of seniors and senior care today, and I know you've done a lot of studying and research on it.
And Barbara is right. I'm so glad she got to spend that time with him. My mother has Alzheimer's stage 2. She also has had left front lobe strokes. There are really five areas of dementia that we often ignore, and we always focus on Alzheimer's alone, but many times overlap. There are strokes that are combined with organicity or pathology. There's Lewy bodies. There's alcohol and drug induced over many, many years of maybe incorrect or over medication. So there are a lot of different areas of dementia, and each represents something significant. And so what I try my best to do is to explain the healthcare side so we can marry it with the hospitality side. So when somebody is struggling, we can explain this is not who they are. This is part of what is happening within their brain that you're not going to fix with a pill. Now, there are some great solutions, but it's got to be all-encompassing. And so embracing spiritually what's going on I hate bringing it up, but nutrition, community, the environment, if you can create a comprehensive, holistic approach, that resident, that loved one will live longer. And you are so blessed to have been with your husband for 59 years. I think that's just fantastic.
Yeah, what a great testimony. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. By the way, Barbara, my wife and I just celebrated our 58th wedding anniversary. So we're coming along behind you there. We're very thankful that God's blessing on us. I'd like to pray for you, if I could, Barbara, and just give thanks for your joy, but also to pray for comfort during your grief. Lord, you've been so good to Barbara to allow her to spend these days and last times with her husband, to be able to read scripture to him. And Lord, even though we don't know how much he was able to grasp or understand, she was there with him. And there's something special about that. And thank you that that was possible. Lord, we thank you for the 59 years that you gave them together. And I pray for Barbara as she goes through the feelings of grief. I thank you that she's been able to temper and balance those with joy. And I pray that your word would encourage her. I pray that her family members would come around her and encourage her. I pray that your people in her church family would encourage her as well. And Lord, I pray that she would be an encouragement to others. I'm sure she has contacts and friends and others who perhaps are going through loss as well. And Lord, the fact that God, you have given her grace to handle that, may she be able then to reach out and encourage others with the same encouragement you've given to her. And I pray this for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Barbara, tell me, you have children, grandchildren?
I have three daughters, 13 grandchildren, and seven great-grandchildren.
You are blessed. You're walking right along with Don and me in this category of life. And Don, isn't it a joy to talk with Barbara, though, and just to hear her?
Love it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. You have been a great joy to us. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. And God bless each one of you.
You, thank you. 855-586-5433. Not sure if we can get another call in, Don, but I want to ask you about when you have your aging parents residing in a senior living facility like a Restoration, what do you think are the most important responsibilities, shall we say, maybe the do's and the don'ts for those adult children?
Well, the do is be present.
Hmm.
Do not be absent. There are days when I go see my mother and I will go visit with other staff or I'll go visit with other residents. And I'll come back 5 minutes later and she said, "Oh, I didn't know you were here." I'd only been gone 5 minutes.
Wow, yeah.
But you know what? I was present. So
yeah.
I think, first of all, the do is be present.
Yeah.
The do is be patient.
Hmm.
Present, be patient. Understand what they're going through without being judgmental. The don't, do not challenge them. Do not tell them, "Oh, I know you can't remember." They know they can't remember.
And they're frustrated to no end about it, so you're just adding to their grief, right?
Yeah, my mother doesn't eat cheese. And the other day, she was having lasagna, and I said, "Mom, what are you eating?" And she said, "Spaghetti pie." Oh, okay.
Okay.
"Oh, it's really good."
Yeah.
Well, it was lasagna.
Yeah, with all kinds of cheese on it, yeah.
Loaded with cheese.
Oh, my.
You know, the last thing, the don't, would be don't challenge them. Don't argue with them. Don't complain. Don't be upset. They're going to have incontinent issues. They're going to have other issues in their life. They're going to complain. They will remember sometimes, and sometimes they don't. I don't care whether they have dementia or not. The older we get, the more we tend to just forget some things.
Yeah.
You know, with 23 on the way, you know, I know their names.
Yeah.
But please, don't ask me when they were born.
Oh, my, yes. And my birthdays, somebody asked me, said, do you remember all your grandkids' birthdays? I said, not a chance. That's what God invented smartphones for. Don, it's been a great joy to have you on. The music tells us we're out of time. We'll have to have you back again real soon. And blessings on you and Deborah. And thanks so much, my brother. God bless.
Love you, my friend.
Love you, my brother. And again, Restoration Senior Living is the name of Don's facilities. They're across the South and the Southeast, restorationsl.org. For all of us who are a part of Encouragement Live, good night. Thank you for joining us.